the Frobot, aka Young Terminator, aka Bitch I Might Be, and you're listening to the Frocast podcast presented by NappyAfro.com. Step back.
NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest website in the world. This is the Frocast, episode 118. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Smooth Criminal. And I'm sitting there with the homie King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
What's up? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. Mr. PYT in the building.
Pause?
Nah, man, it's Mike. I was keeping the theme going, man. You was
yeah, but...
PYT, you, man.
But she's the PYT. You can't be the PYT.
Okay. All right, man. You know what I mean.
I'm just
pretty
saying.
Pretty young thug. How about that? I'm a pretty young thug. PYT,
you little B?
2014, the remix, man.
You little B?
I guess so, man. He's a pretty bitch.
Oh, that's right. I'm that's pretty bitch about that. Yeah. And along with King Jerry, we got GQ Blue. Speak to the people, bro.
What's going on, boy? Bye, it's your boy GQ Blue, a.k.a. the Pocket Square Kang, a.k.a. Young Boys Kojo, a.k.a. the Salt and the Swag, a.k.a. the Panky Rain Purveyor of Peace. What's going on, everybody?
No MJ?
No MJ. Oh, you know he a Prince fan, man. You know how he is, man.
Oh, man.
I mean, yesterday was the 30th year anniversary of Purple Rain.
Just a garbage movie, might I add, people.
Whoa.
Garbage.
Best soundtrack ever?
It's not for discussion.
Best soundtrack ever?
No, it's a little movie it's a movie called Above the Rim that might have the best soundtrack ever.
I think the Purple Rain is in the discussion, though. You don't think it's even in the discussion?
Above the Rim.
I mean, it's been credited as one of the best albums of all time. Like
New Jersey Drive.
Stop it.
Volume 1. That was a good one. Volume 1 was good.
It's not better than neither one of the ones you named.
What you mean? Above the Rim, the New Jersey Drive.
It's not even better than Menace to Society.
Crooklyn Dodgers. Man, that's another one. Burner Was a Case. That was a good soundtrack. I'm About It. Might be the best soundtrack of all.
Okay, we're clearly going to start the show now because this nigga is slipping.
Fall of Blocking. Come on, man. All better than Purple Rain. Come on.
I can't do nothing last.
And it's a garbage movie. Prince wanted me to listen. I'm going to go ahead. Listen, I'm going to say it early. Overrated. Next. Let's move on.
We got all this on MJ's day. We got all this on MJ's birthday.
Yes, exactly. Michael Jackson way better than Prince.
No.
Numbers say differently.
I would agree.
Numbers say
nobody calls Prince the king of nothing. I've never heard him.
The king of gayness, maybe?
King of weirdos.
Oh, come on, man. Slander Prince.
Not slander. There's nothing wrong with saying, it's all to my people in the LGBT community. They say that word.
You know what? Props to Jerm. He almost got me. You almost got me. I didn't fall for it.
He tried to bait you.
I didn't.
Bait you.
I'm going to watch out for my Jerm, love, man. Prince.
You got to watch out for him, man. He'll get you before you know it. He'll just be sitting back laughing at you.
Oh, it was forming. I almost had the words out, but I didn't do it. My nigga. Nah.
So let's go ahead and start the show with sports. We got a bunch of weird topics and shit here and there. I'm sure that B-Eazy is already tuned out because this will not follow a regular format. But we got to talk about the shit that matter right now. And LeBron has opted out. LeBron, for the current time being, is no longer Miami Heat. Now, I've seen the speculation go crazy. I've seen people that formerly hated LeBron that just cheered when he got cramps. They was LeBroning. The same niggas is like, LeBron should come to my team. Famously Chicago. You niggas is asking for LeBron like crazy. The same LeBron that y'all was going to kill when your boy D. Rose was back. You were a better team. Y'all were going to destroy him. And now you want him to play on your team. LeBron that can't come close to Jordan. Y'all want him on your team. The same LeBron.
Hey, listen. I could see him and Melo in Chicago, that'd be magical.
What? So you think Melo can win?
We don't listen. In Chicago, we got all the defense. We just don't have no scoring. Melo, come there. We don't need you to defend nobody, Carmelo. We just need you to come there and shoot 35 times a game. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're going to get rebounds. We're going to take care of all of that. Come on, man.
Didn't they have defense in Denver when he was there?
Nah, not like, not like the first Bulls. Round? Not like the Bulls defense. Like, they didn't have a defense like that. They had Chauncey Billups. He's garbage on the team. Oh. Once you get, let's be real. Chauncey Billups' only name. Only reason why we're talking about Chauncey Billups because Gary fucking Payton decided not to show up in the fucking playoffs that year. He wasn't the glove. He was the bum gloves. You know, the ones with the fingers cut off? That's what he fucking was, the bum glove. Anyway, moving on.
So yes, you want to see LeBron in Chicago?
I mean, that would be awesome. That would be awesome to see LeBron in Chicago. Then, you know, for him to play in the shadow of MJ and maybe even, you know, like in the house that MJ built and rebuild another fucking house. You know what
I'm saying? So you were saying that you see Carmelo and LeBron. So you think there's going to be a team that's going to be able to get both of them?
Yes, they're one of the players that can get both of them.
There's no way LeBron is going to Chicago to play under the cloud of Jordan.
Listen, man, a man can dream, can he?
That is probably the least likely team of all teams. He's not going there. Yeah. That's probably least likely than fucking Clippers.
Yeah. So where do you think he's going to end up?
In Miami. Look, let me go ahead and say
GQ Blue said Cleveland. I saw him.
Of course he did. That's another nigga that hated LeBron.
Check my Twitter. I sent it 30 minutes ago. I said LeBron cares about perception. He'll stay in Miami. If he cares about getting a title in the shortest amount of time as possible, he'll go to Houston.
You think he can win a title in Houston? In the West? I think his best bet is to stay in the East. Don't fuck around in the West because you'll fuck around and lose.
Dwight Thunder. Wait a minute. So wait a minute. We got Dwight Howard. All the killers are West, man. James Harden, LeBron James, Pat Beverly, or even upgrade. Pat Beverly's not even a bad point guard, but you get an even better one. Get a vet point guard. That's a dope team to me.
You know how far you need to look to find out how bad Houston's management is? They signed Jeremy Lin to like $60 million.
Yeah. But they got like stacks on stacks. They're ready to pay that money, though. They're not worried about the luxury tax.
Yeah, okay. I'm not – LeBron, you definitely don't want to go play with Dwight Howard. That's not
why? Because he's lame? Is that why? Because he's
extremely lame. Extremely whack. Not dependable.
Dwight Howard. Possible pedophile to mess with 16-year-old girl.
Let's not even talk about that.
He might not even be around. He might be arrested and locked up. You know, Chris Hansen might have his ass. You know, we don't know if Dwight Howard will be there next season. Who knows?
Yeah, that's not going.
LeBron, I mean, he's got like 8 kids, so he's not reliable. He got too much baby mama drunk. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, he on the Sean Kemp?
Oh, yeah. Man, come on, man. Dwight Howard, like, he doesn't mind having kids with girls. Like, he got a lot of kids. Like, he was a virgin when he got drafted. You got to understand that. Like, so he had a lot of repression. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
But he can't afford a condo?
I mean, he probably just I think he has contracts with these women. Like, yo, I'm just going to have a baby by you. And all his women he had baby by, small little women that look like they fucking teenagers. So I think the dude got a problem, man.
This nigga on that R. Kelly with the rebound. He the R. Kelly rebounds. But LeBron's going back to Miami. He's going to take less money. Chris Bosh is going to take less money. Who knows what Wade is going to do? I could give a fuck.
But why would you stay there? What are they going to do?
What do you mean, what are they going to do? They're going to make moves and make the team better. Same thing he'd do anywhere else. Any team he goes to is going to have to make the team better.
Are you keeping D-Wade?
I keep him, but he's going to have to take a lot less than $20 million.
And he's going to have to come off the bench.
I'll agree with that.
Yeah. I'm like, look, you have to come off the bench, and you're going to take less money, and we're trying to bring another superstar in here. You think Melo's going there?
Nah. I don't want Melo in Miami, personally.
Their problem is defense, and Melo is, he's another scorer, but they also need another scorer. You know, I think they need to go get Darko and Melo, and then they have start the top 5 picks of the 2003 draft. That shit would be awesome.
Yeah, but you'll have, what, $50 million tied in your starting lineup?
And this should be awesome, though. Who can say that? They have the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pick starting. Point guard, look, that should be fucking awesome.
No, that's the problem now. Look, on that contract right now, you got Chris Bosh slated to make $20 million. You got Wade slated to make $20 million. You got Mike. Well, this is old. He's not even on the payroll no more. Yeah. Udonis Haslam is at 4.6. Chris Anderson is at 1.4.
That's nothing.
Norris Cole is at 2.1.
Nothing.
Shit, right there, that's like $48 million.
I'm talking about the big boys. The big boys. I'm talking about outside of them. You know, the other money's not that. But I think they still might be paying Mike Miller contract though.
Well, he's on here. Mike Miller said 6.6, but I don't think that's right. He can't be on the books for 6-6 and still playing somewhere else.
Shit, yeah. They might have to pay. The other team have to pay the other half of the money. That's what I'm saying.
God damn. So with those players.
Mike Miller making about $8 to $12 million. I know that.
So you got, there's a total of 7 players, if this is right. And that's $48 million. The cap is 60, right?
77.
But see, there's 2 caps. There's a maximum team cap. And if you pay over 60, you're paying luxury.
Mm-hmm.
So what the fuck are you doing with $48 million in those players? Miller's not even on your team. He's just on your books. So you actually got 6 players. That's horrible.
Rashard Lewis, so who's paying him? I think the other team's still paying him or something like that.
Yeah, Rashard Lewis ain't even on their books.
He getting paid a lot of money.
Yeah, from what Rashard Lewis been making money since he got in the league.
Washington. I think Washington, that's what they got.
Yeah, he's still on the hook. He probably still gets some money from Orlando.
But I still understand why I want to stay there with them parts. I got a spot up center / power forward in Chris Bosh and no needs Dwayne Wade. Why am I staying in Miami? So right.
You got to protect your legacy at some point.
Exactly.
This is where you do it. Nah. This is where you protect your legacy.
Fuck that, man. Fuck a leg. My legacy is I'm the only nigga that's gonna win titles in different spots.
Shoot. I mean, I'm not even thinking it's lottery when he goes back to Cleveland. But if between going to Cleveland and playing with Andrew Wiggins and Kyrie Irving and shit, that's about the same exact team almost.
Thank you.
There's no way I'm going back to Cleveland after you burn my jerseys.
Yeah, I believe it's going to happen. I'm not on that that bad dream that's about to happen for all them people.
I mean,
you could because at least, this is what I said, perception-wise, you have to stay in Miami. If you go anywhere else, you're just chasing titles and you run when it gets hard. The only place that you can get half less slack of going to is Cleveland because you can say, oh,
hello. And yeah, the people that say that he's running when it gets hard.
I didn't say that.
This is to the people that say that. He's been in Miami how many years, all right?
4.
And they played in the finals how many years, all right?
4.
And they went 2-2 in the finals, all right?
That is correct.
So what you mean running when it gets hard? I don't understand the people that say that. Like, motherfucker. Like,
you got to understand that the people that say that work desk jobs at call centers.
It's just like, it's ridiculous. Like, oh, he running. He just, it's get tough. You just got to stay there, stay the course. What you mean tough? Like, bitch, like, what? We play for the title every year I'm here. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand. Tough is like, we not getting there. And I'm not making the playoffs. So we can't get over the hump. Bitch, like, we there. Like, I don't understand the people saying that. And yes, LeBron, if you go back to Cleveland, only way you go back to Cleveland, you got to have a day in Cleveland where everybody kiss your ass. And when I mean that, I'm talking about the Vince McMahon kiss my ass club type shit. And everybody in the city of Cleveland got to kiss your ass to get you to come back there.
The only way he wins at Cleveland is he come back and wins the title the first year.
But no.
Anything less than as a
the
major
fans
got
to kiss my ass before I come back. They got to kiss my ass, man. Like, you have to apologize to me for what you did if you want me back. I'm just like, you know what I'm saying? Because y'all did LeBron dirty, man. Cleveland.
They did him dirty, man. The barbershops, everybody did him dirty.
You
so
know what I'm saying? Like, come
back.
On. I am a corporation. I deserve to go where the money is. You know what I'm saying? Like, the man wanted to win. Y'all weren't trying to do that. Anderson Varejao is not the reason. Mike Woodson is not the answer. Who else they had?
The best shot you had was what, JJ Hickson, and then y'all traded him like the season after LeBron left.
Booby Gibson. I mean, this
oh
is
my a- God, he about to get a divorce. That nigga having the worst week ever.
Yeah. Oh
Ryan
man.
Come back and you lose your wife. That's rough, nigga. It's rough. I don't see him going anywhere else but Miami. You got to stay, and you got to trust Pat. Who else you gonna trust if you don't trust Pat? Exactly. No answer, man. It's got to be there. You say Chicago. I say Miami. GQ, what do you say?
I said no. I didn't say Chicago. I said I would be happy if he was.
So where do you think he's going?
He's gonna probably end up in Miami with Melo. I think it's gonna be Melo. It's gonna have 4 of the top 5. That's why I said they might as well go get Darko, and then they have the top 5 picks from the 2003 draft, man.
Does that team win the title? Does Adam Melo win that team the title next season?
Yes.
I personally think Melo's a winner. I think Melo's going to be one of them other players that we talk about. Listen, that ends his career without a title.
If he joins the wagon, he'll get him a ring. He had to learn, like, I don't think Melo is the guy that you can lead your team by itself. I think he needs to be along with, because you see with Team USA, Melo's that nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's basically what the fucking Heat are, the fucking the damn national team. So, you know what I'm saying?
And, starting.
Basically, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. It's
as long as we just, but that's the problem. Is you're starting, you can't have them niggas playing all these minutes, and then you drop off to fucking nowhere's cold.
But you got to, exactly. You got to fill up the covers with some groceries. And then, like I said, if you spend too much money on the fucking meat, you ain't gonna have no vegetables. And so that's basically what the Heat doing. They spend all the money on the fucking the main entree, and they ain't got no sides. And so until you upgrade your side dishes, your main entree gonna suck. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna, you know, I don't know.
I say you go ahead and anchor in LeBron. You anchor in Bosh. You go ahead and add Wade for another year. You keep George Cole.
I
think everybody else got to go.
I don't see it happen. I'm picking Houston. I'm going with Houston.
To do what? Oh, for him to go to Houston.
To be the new, big three. I mean, the new big three: James Harden, LeBron James, Dwight Howard.
That shit is horrible. Shit is horrible.
But yeah, I don't think you can't keep the same team together and think and get a different result, because you got to add something. You need to add something, because teams, like, it was in the making. They were like, oh, this is how you beat the Heat, and they finally caught up with them. You know what I'm saying? And so you got to do something else. Like, you got to, like you said, you got to retool. Like, what that bench. Something you need another presence, like, you know, like one of them big three, like, ain't the big three, so somebody got to go. You know,
two of them big three ain't the big three.
Wade got to step down. I think Bosh
had a pretty good. Let's be honest. Bosh had he had a decent fucking. He played. You know what I'm saying? He showed up. Like, it wasn't like he was ass. He wasn't like D-Wade. D-Wade was ass. Chalmers was ass. Cole, he wasn't the Norris Cole of last year. You know what I'm saying? Ray Allen, shit, he was ass. Like, it was a lot of ass play out there, no homo, from the fucking Heat.
I think Chalmers is off the books. I think Ray Allen's off the books. Shane Battier is probably off the books. Michael Beasley was a one and done.
You need a Battier, though. You need
his leadership. I think you resign Battier. I think Battier will play for less cash.
Battier will play for free because he just loves playing basketball. He's just like, yo, yes. You know, he's probably like, I got a lot of investments. You know, pay me the minimum. I'll be here. You know what I'm saying? He's a smart guy. He's probably a doctor or some shit. Who knows what Battier is,
man? Yeah, you know, the fucking Duke players, man.
Yeah, yeah. They're not like bad in academics like them Carolina players, you know. Shout out to Roy Williams. He did a moonwalk on fucking Outside the Lines Sunday. This shit was
what did he say, man?
He was just talking about, he like, oh, I mean, I'm a coach. They don't really let me know. I don't know about academics. They tell us to really? Stop. Yeah, it's like, stop it, man. You mean tell me a high school coach knows what classes a player taking, but you don't know what classes your players. Stop it, Roy.
How much is Roy making? Like $11 million a year, something stupid.
Now, he's getting a lot of money. It's a lot.
Yeah, it's way too much for him not to know what the fuck his players doing in class. Like, I know that shit.
Exactly.
Speaking of the NBA, we got the draft that is tomorrow. When you listen to the show, that'll be the same day. It's Thursday. We got to go straight to GQ for this one.
Yeah.
GQ, you're the Cavs. What do you do with the number one pick?
What do you do?
I take Wiggins.
Damn. That's how you feel, huh? What's your reason behind this?
Hey, if you have a bad workout for me and you say you don't want to be there, I don't want to take that risk.
Mm. You're speaking of?
I'm speaking of Jabari Parker.
Damn.
Well, I mean, it's clear Jabari Parker doesn't play defense. Let's be honest. You know what I'm saying? He is a straight up, you know, he can rebound and he can go to the basket. But, you know, Wiggins, he seems like he plays on both sides of the court. I mean, me personally, I would take a Wiggins. I mean, got to go. I mean, you really can't go wrong with either one of them, but give me Wiggins. You know what I'm saying?
Nobody's
but,
going to Embiid?
Hell no.
I can't risk it. You injured already. Like, last big man I know that was injured, and I took number one. Name was Greg Oden. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, at the best.
Nerlens Noel. Like, what? I mean, did he ever get there? I mean, I can't take the risk.
His box is healthier than his leg.
Oh, shit.
Did he play last year?
No, he's supposed to play this. He's supposed to play this season.
So he was drafted like in the top five.
Mm-hmm.
I think Nerlens was drafted like fourth and then got traded or something stupid. So I don't know.
Great contract. Yeah,
I mean, the best case scenario, and that's if he becomes the best case scenario for Cleveland, if they take Embiid, is he becomes the Jonas Hilgauskas.
They're saying, I mean, Rose said it today. Jalen said that Embiid will be the best player in this draft in a couple years. I don't know if I agree with that shit.
I mean, like, it's hard to trust big men. I mean, on the one hand, there's no real true, a lot, any, if any, true big men left in the NBA. It's hard to find that kind of height and that talent. I mean, but if you got a back injury that kept you out the tournament, now you got these foot injuries that this ain't going to be chronic. Like, I just, I don't want to take all that on my team.
No, I agree. But then do you take one pick with Kyrie? You know, Kyrie may not stay, or do you trade it and try and get some more picks? Because Philadelphia's got like 8 picks or something stupid.
I don't know. Actually, I'm kind of surprised the fact that people have stopped saying that Kyrie's going to leave, because I still haven't heard him say he's going to sign this max deal or not.
I mean, should he?
I mean, where are you going to go?
Anywhere else.
Anywhere.
For $55 million, though.
We just got done talking about LeBron going anywhere. He will take less money to play with somebody like LeBron or Melo or Love or shit. Call your shot.
Shit, Love might not even be leaving anywhere.
I love getting the fuck out of Minnesota. Trust that.
They said the Warriors deal was dead.
Yeah, that one's Clay dead. Thompson. That's only one deal. It's another 30.
Yes.
But no team has been able to get him to commit to staying on. Like, the one deal they said actually made sense that was for real was with the Warriors. And now that's just because they don't move Klay Thompson.
Yeah, so at some point somebody's going to say, fuck, get him to sign a long term. We'll try and get him now to win, and if we can win, we'll get him to stay. Ain't the same deal.
Cleveland had him with that, but he wouldn't sign a long term, and they said no.
Right, they stupid. What I'm saying is that somebody's going to get that same deal, and they're going to say, well, you don't have to sign long term. Let's go all out and win this shit, and then you'll stay when we win. Yeah. That's the same deal they tried to do for Dwight Howard. They said, go ahead and sign, and if you don't stay, then, you know, it's all good. So I don't know. You got to pick your poison, man. You can't keep trying to trap these dudes for years. But if I am Cleveland, I got to trade that pick. I got to try and mount up and get some more picks, because this shit's getting dismal.
So this is a good draft, though.
I mean, it's a fairly deep draft, but so.
You got the number one.
76 had the 3 and the 7. If I'm Cleveland, I give up the 1 to get the 3 and the 7. That means Jabari Parker and Andrew Wiggins is going to be gone. You have to get one of them players.
Easy. They got Sixers got like 5 or 6 picks.
But they got the 3 and the 7, though, what I'm saying. So you're going to miss out on Parker. So probably going to go 1 or 2. Mm-hmm. Parker Wiggins going to go 1 and 2. So at 3, your best bet is to get who? Dante Exum or what? Or Randall?
How my boy Tyler Ennis doing, man?
I can't answer that one.
He probably goes top 10.
Okay. That's all I need to know. This one will be my son's second favorite player.
Yeah, you got to trade the pick if you're Cleveland. One player is not going to do it. You try and trade it to Philadelphia and see if you can parlay that shit out. But other
than that, because like Blue Sando, you're going to lose out on the top one of the players that you wanted. You want either Wiggins or Parker. If you trade for the trade down, you're not going to get either one of them.
I think you take that risk. Cleveland,
That's no risk. You're not going to get them.
No, I'm saying that's fine. You pass on getting one of those players. Cleveland's more than one player away. Oh, they've had the lottery pick like 5 seasons. So, yeah, you got to go ahead and say, hey, fuck, one player ain't going to do it. We tried that before. We tried it with LeBron. We tried it with Kyrie. One player's not going to get it.
Trade it to the Heat for D-Wade and
Dwayne being traded for anything with a number one in front of it is hilarious. First round, first pick, first burp. I don't give a shit. First Sunday, it's not going to happen.
Nigga said first Sunday.
Hey, be easy. Hit me up on the text. Who house loud?
It's Blue. You know it's Blue. He outside in the winter.
I got you. Be easy. Hit me in the text, man. He wants to know about that World Cup update. GQ, what's going on with the World Cup?
King Gerald's going with that World Cup.
America, we played Portugal on Sunday. It was a fucking great match. USA, they was giving what's our goalie name? Tim something. I forgot his name. They was sucking his dick on Sunday, how great of a goalie he was. First 5 minutes of the game, gives up a goal. So, you know, USA scores, come in with the equalizer. Then we take the lead 2-1. It's fucking 5 minutes of overtime left, and it's like 94 minutes, 30-some seconds. Fucking Cristiano Ronaldo comes running down the right side, kicks a fucking ball over the side, and all you see is this dude come through with the header, boom, ties the game up. USA ties the game. And I never have a tie ever felt like a loss to me, but that fucking day, that fucking crushed me. I was all patriotic. We fucking tied with Portugal, which means that this game tomorrow, when you hear this, we play in Germany. We either have to tie or fucking win to advance to the knockout, you know, to the round of 16. So everybody have your fucking red, white, and blue on tomorrow. Cheer on USA against Germany, man. Oh, yeah, and shout out to fucking Messi, man. He fucking showed his fucking ass today in the game against Nigeria, man. Nigeria versus Argentina was a fucking great match. Messi had fucking two goals, and he had this one off of a free kick that was fucking awesome, man. You just got to see it, people. So, yeah, check out the World Cup. World Cup update, you know what I'm saying? That's it from, you know, the World Cup update.
Hey, man, I appreciate that, man. And just so we can show the dichotomy of King Germ, yeah. Right after that, we got to talk about Love & Hip Hop ATL. Y'all ranked the chicks of Love & Hip Hop ATL, right?
Yes, we ranked them. Yes, yes, yes.
Germ, you're number three.
What's her name? Was it Kalina?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fuck was that?
Have you seen? Like I said, I like my whole little ratchet. And, you know, she's like right there. And she look, man, I seen some old pictures of her and I ain't know that was, you know, but, you know, people change and she look all right on the show. I mean,
you might like him a little ratchet, but she look like a little Randy.
She's just a
handsome young lady.
She's not as handsome as a Jose. Stop it.
She's not, but that's two handsome young ladies. Like, you're not winning there. She's handsome. I'm just saying. But apparently this question, watching that show, spawned you to this question.
Yes.
So your wife has a girlfriend.
Kalina, okay. Kalina has a girlfriend. Not really a girlfriend, but it's a homegirl named Ashley.
She's a guy.
Yes. She has a girl named Ashley. And Ashley comes down and, you know, she tell her husband, like, yo, Ashley coming down. You know, I need to, you know, chill with her for some inspiration. You know, man, we need to get it popping. Her husband is cool with her. He like, yo, you know, I can't be with a girl that don't like girls. You know what I'm saying? He like, just because. So that's their little thing or whatever. So he thinks that, you know, Ashley coming down is about to be a threesome. You know what I'm saying? So he, you know, she didn't even sold him idea like, yo, all of us in together. So, you know, he hyped. When you see Ashley. Right.
Now, which one from your list? Ashley was the little light skinned one that don't get much time, right?
No. Ashley was the one that beat, the one that was like, hey, she just came on as I was editing this. Like, she
Okay.
And if you see the wagon, she toting, listen, I'm talking about Eric Dickerson, 2,000-yard season, my nigga. Like, no bullshit. I'm talking, you know what I'm saying? And then Kalina, she got, like, Terrell Davis, 2,000-yard season. So this is like, wow. And so, you know, the husband, he hyped, you know? So she was like, yo, we about to go upstairs. He was like, I'll meet y'all up there. And then she was like, oops. Ashley was like, nah, she ain't down with it. And he was just looking stupid. And the girls went upstairs. So, you know, the question to you is, you in that situation. You know, since all of us in relationships, let's just say, you know, our mains were wild like that. And we was about that life. I don't know, y'all might be, but I'm just saying, let's hypothetically, all of them was about that life. How do you handle that situation? So, all right.
So she don't want to get down with me. Does she object to me being in the room?
I mean, okay, that's the next line. Like, we don't know. Like, it was even objecting. Like, he was like, I meet y'all up there. They was like, nah, you can't even come up there. He stayed downstairs.
Oh, nah, she got to get the fuck out of my house.
Thank you. You know what I'm saying? Like
you got to fucking
go. It's going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Yeah, you got to fucking go now. Shit. You don't want to fuck me, all right, but I at least got to be able to watch. I can't watch. You got to go. It's fucking rules to this shit.
Mm. It's levels to it, it's all right.
There are levels, rules, principalities, all this shit.
Number one level is, how you gonna tell me what I'm gonna do in my house with my wife?
Strike one. Strike number two for my wife for condoning that bullshit.
But
I mean,
that makes me feel funny about my wife. Like, how you just gonna, you
absolutely. Know? Absolutely.
So like, hold on. So you gonna really go up there and you know she ain't trying to do nothing? Like, nah, man. Stop.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a problem. Both of y'all might have to get out.
Mm.
You ain't gonna be up in my house fucking. Nah. Yeah, that's not gonna work. Pineapples on all that shit.
That's up. I mean, so you mad at your chick now? I mean, we got problems.
Oh,
You leave me downstairs to do the dishes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we definitely got a problem. If this is our agreement, And you would, like, we already
have. You sold it to me before she came down here. You sold it to me like I was going to have a, like, you ain't even discussed this with her, so you played me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
motherfucker, we already got an open agreement, and you still find a way to snake me out some shit? Yeah, that's a problem, dog. If it's like that, we ain't even got to play this game. Just fuck out.
So do you have a problem with my number one? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm going to ask a question. To flip that scenario around a little bit, you don't. This is not no talk about thing. It's not a deal y'all made. You just found that your main, your wife, is cheating with another female. Mm. Are you as upset as you would be if it was with a dude?
Hell nah.
Yeah, hell nah from King Jaren. Yeah,
because no penetration went on, so he knows.
You know what? Jaren read my mind.
Because, you know, it's just like, I can, my mind could, like, you know, it wasn't like, oh, she was sucking a dick and getting fucked, you know what I'm saying? That shit'll fuck you up, like, you know what I'm saying? But it just, you know, no penetration went on, so I'd be like, yo, I can get over that, like, you know what I'm saying? But
like, you'd still be mad, but, like, your level of mad would be, be way different. I don't know how, like, you have it all the time, like, oh, you would be mad? That's stupid. I'm like, I mean, I'd be mad, but.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be hurt. And like, I wouldn't be heartbroken. Like
be more curious.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, that heartbreak of another nigga fuck your girl, now that's a little different, you know what I'm saying?
That shit's terrible.
Yeah, like, your girl can be gay on the weekends. And, you know what I'm saying? She can be, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that wouldn't, you know, I don't think that would change a relationship. You find out, like, oh, you been eating pussy on the weekends? Like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Instead of, you know, I don't know.
I feel like I wouldn't sweat it as long as home was being taken care of.
Yeah, man.
But like if I'm not fucking and you fucking either a girl or a guy on the side, then we got a problem.
Or you come with your head shaved or some shit, and I'm like, oh, what the fuck? Like, yo, what the?
You still on that hair shit, huh?
Come on, man. I will never be over that, man. Sorry. It's not gonna change, man.
Like, term is not having it. Yes. I give no fucks. Just don't shave your head.
Yes, don't do it, man. Me and you use the same brush. We got a problem, man. Like, you using my brush, man. Like. If I come home, you got a do-rag on one day? Like, nah, man. You and my fucking hair grease and shit? Like,
he got my sport waves.
You know what I'm saying? You got my motherfucking pomade and shit. Like, you know.
Baby, you see my Murray's?
Your waves flipping like mine? Nah, man, we got problems. Like
that might be a problem.
Yes.
If she come in with the 360s?
I'm hating. I see a dark skinned nigga with good hair, nigga, I'd be like, you motherfucker. Like, you black ass.
So what you're saying is, Germ, that you ain't got a problem finding your main in bed with another woman, but you got a problem if you go in on her side of the bed and you find a can of Dax that's been used.
Hell yes.
She got the 360s, Germans.
But I think I got more problems with you using my brush. Like I mean, this go with long hair, short hair, nigga. Like, man, I cannot stand. Please do not use my fucking hairbrush, man. Like, oh, that's one of my pet peeves, bro. Like, a woman use my hairbrush and they leave their fucking hair in my brush. And, oh, I can't take it. I'm sorry, man. I went there. I'm sorry.
Jeremy's the weirdest cat. He's the most interesting man in the world. That's all I can say. You said I had a problem with your number one. Your number one was Rashida, right?
Yes, Lord.
Hell no, I ain't got no problem with that. Okay. Rashida looks like a porcelain doll.
Mm.
She's fucking gorgeous. I got no problem with Rashida at all.
Mm.
At all. I'm surprised you go for her. She not thick like you like her.
Yeah, but it's all attributes, man. It's like attitude. When she be talking, she be like, goddamn. I was just like, goddamn. I was like, ooh, girl. Like,
But she's still with that nigga Kurt, ain't she?
Hey, man, listen, man, everybody made bad decisions, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody made bad decisions, man. Come on, man.
That nigga's a villain now. She should be done with his ass.
I think she did. They were told she had to spice up their storyline, man, but, you know.
And then, so wait, what happened to Keisha Cole?
She's on Love & Hip Hop New York.
No, I mean on his list.
Oh, Keisha Cole.
Man. Listen, man, she, I don't know, man. Keisha Cole fell off, man. I don't know what happened to her, man. She used to be up there.
Wait a minute. Keisha Cole or K. Michelle?
K. Michelle. I think it's all right, man. Yeah. K.
I'm thinking K. Michelle.
K. Michelle, she fell off big time, man. Like,
that used to be your one, though.
It did, man. Then she went a little too far with the antics and a lot of things, man. I just, Then they can't raise a man song. Like that shit, like, then she, like I said, she motivate the wrong hoes. And you know what I'm saying? Like, you know how Beyonce motivate the, you know, the gay dudes and the little, you know, the regular, the basic, you know,
be careful.
Yeah, K Michelle, her crowd is like them, like the basic bras, like single mothers, and you know all the little girls with the tattoos and fucking lip piercings and shit like that, man. You know the fucking baby pouches and shit, man. You know what I'm saying? She sing for them niggas, man. Girls that wear like the fucking the bonnets and the motherfucking pink fucking bedroom shoes and pajama pants in public and shit. You know what I'm saying? Or girls, you know, that know what type of hair weave it is and numbers and shit. You know, she sing for them girls, man. You know.
Damn.
Yeah,
that's cold. So then, where does Erica stack up? Because I know Erica was one that, you know, was kind of interested in.
Erica, which one?
The one that was Scrappy's.
Oh, baby. Oh, I had, like, you know, she's right. She was in my top seven. You know what I'm saying? She,
I thought her stock was rising, like, last season.
Yeah, I mean, she was in my, I don't know, she might be like, number five or something like that. Like, that would be easy now. That used to be his number one.
And who did Be Easy say was his number one this time around?
Erica Pete. Scrappy other love, you know what I'm saying? So,
oh, okay.
Yeah. That's what he had, number one.
This shit is wild. I didn't watch the show enough. I felt stupid because I was like, I didn't watch the show to know him, but I was like, it's not really about knowing them. It's about looking at their ass.
Exactly. And,
I appreciate the way y'all slandered Carly Rae. Thank you for that. I mean, that's the best shit ever. That was the best shit ever. Garbage. I was like, yes. Yeah. That's good shit.
Is she still trying to date Jock? They still going
on? Oh, man. Yes, man. That shit is horrible.
Wait, what? Young Jock?
Young Jock's on the show this year.
Oh, no.
And she leaked his nude or something like that bullshit.
Put a picture of Ping, yeah. Look, against Benzino.
Benzino.
That was like, yeah, like, how you going to have two pictures of two penises on the same picture? Like, come on, man. Like,
wait, what?
Yes, man. She allegedly leaked a picture of Young Jock penis and had it, I guess, pick stitched against Benzino's penis, and was like, "I moved on to bigger things or upgrade or something like that."
This bitch photoshopping dicks together.
Yeah, man, pick stitching dicks, man. That's crazy, man.
That is disgusting. That sounds about as disgusting as her rap career. The other thing you had on here, Jeremy, was about Rick Ross, your boy Rosé. Look, what the fuck happened?
Yes. Look, see what happened. What happened is the boss. I was in Detroit, and niggas didn't want to see the boss.
But now, I don't know.
That was pretty good, actually.
So allegedly, what happened was Detroit, some radio station up there, whatever the hip hop station is, was doing the annual Summer Jam concert. And Rosé was the fucking headliner. So,
of course.
You know, Rosé, I hear guy comes up on stage. It's a barricade of people outside. You see, you know, from the video, you see some people talking. And next thing you know, the station director at the radio station comes out and tells, you know, how he loves the city, blah, 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 blah. And he was just like, yo, Rick Ross said he fears for his life. And he's not, he's not going to come and do the show. Background information. Rick Ross, this is his side story, says his people came to the venue. It was a padlock on the gate. There's 100 and some people out there. They couldn't get in and whatever, like the 100 people, whatever. And he just said he already got paid for it. You know, he told the promoter, like, hey, the promoter didn't do his job to ensure his safety or whatever. So he was just like, fuck it, I'm out. I'm going to the casino. Spend this money that y'all gave. Now, the streets say it's Mr. Trick Trick, this local rapper in Detroit, goon, mixtape, a serial mixtape artist. Never heard him on anything major.
Isn't he one of the dudes that beat up Young Bird?
Yeah, he is a legend. If you want to come to Detroit and do a show, you have to call Mr. Trick Trick and get his blessing and or whatever. Do whatever he asks you to do, you know what I'm saying, to do this show. Or if you don't, you're not going to be able to do it. So allegedly, Young Bird didn't go through the proper channels and get the proper paperwork put in for him to be in Detroit, and he got removed of his jury. And so allegedly, Rick Ross, same thing happened to him. He wasn't going to come. It was a no-fly zone was put on, which apparently a song came out. Trick Trick and Royce da 5'9" put out a song called The No-Fly Zone like days after this, which is funny all in itself. But yeah, it's a no-fly zone. And Rick Ross, you know, he said last year he ain't cut no checks to nobody. And you know what I'm saying? And
let me paraphrase this shit. So some nigga named Trick Trick claims that he's running Detroit.
Apparently he does.
And the city is fucking bankrupt and fucked up, and people barely want to go to Detroit. Is that correct?
Yep.
I'm asking. I'm not even a legend.
And they don't have water.
Right. They cut the water off and shit. So Detroit's in a bad way right now. Okay. You got somebody who wants to come and do a concert that's going to put some money in some people's pocket. Whoever owns the venue, whoever's selling concessions, the bootleg t-shirts, the niggas selling weed, alcohol, the clubs, all that shit's going to prosper when Rick Ross does a concert.
The city for hosting having the venue and all that?
Yeah. You
don't know what venue it was.
Everybody's going to make some money. Trick Trick says, if you want to perform here, you give me some money first.
Yeah, you got to spend some money in the hood. You can't just come here and make no money and not give back to the hood.
But if I'm performing in your city, some of you niggas is getting money.
But you're not, you know, you're not paying me, though. I extort all rap acts that come through here. Now, question for Trick Trick. Do you do this to Garth Brooks when he comes into town?
Question for Trick Trick. How is this helping the city?
Question to Trick Trick. How come B.O.B. got to come in?
Oh, now wait a minute. Maybe B.O.B. just paid.
So they saying, like, Scarface got to come in.
I mean,
like, and I heard Scarface had a hood pass and he was cool.
Yeah, so, Scarface's an OG, though, man. That's different.
So what I'm hearing is that if you legit or you seem legit, you can come in. Now, I ain't know about the money exchange shit. I just thought they said Ross a fake-ass gangster and he couldn't come in. But
well, you know, I mean, but it's all about extortion, though. They want you to spend money. Like, so what are you supposed to do? Throw a cookout? Give away fucking turkeys? Like, I mean, what am I supposed to do?
Look, there's nothing else I can say that's going to sound good. So let the slander come as it may. I don't have to perform in your funk-ass city.
Yes.
Damn. That's pretty much it. I don't have to perform there. I'm not going to. Good luck with everything that you do, Detroit. I'm out.
Yeah. And if I'm from the 305, any nigga from Detroit coming to Miami getting checked. I don't give a fuck if you Royce. I don't give a fuck if you Eminem. I don't care if you Big Sean. I don't care if you fucking play for the Lions. I don't care if you play for the Pistons. I don't care if you play for the Red Wings. I don't care if you play for the Tigers. Nigga, you getting checked. You got it. You don't call, you not coming. So all my 305 brethren, y'all niggas need to
What about the WNBA? What's the WNBA team? Is that Detroit Shock or something like that?
They
17?
Yeah.
I think they do. I don't know. They had a team.
I know they had one.
What about Bill Laimbeer? Bill Laimbeer can't come to Miami?
Any Detroit motherfucker. Lee Iacocca. Goddamn.
What about Dr. Detroit?
Whoever. I don't care. Aretha Franklin. She getting checked.
Motown can't come to Miami?
Oh, Barry Gordy and himself. He going to get... Like, listen. You better call somebody. Gunplay. Listen, if you don't call Gunplay... You can't come to motherfucking Miami.
God damn. That's rough, man. How would you handle it? You, Rick Ross, how would you handle this shit?
Man, Rick Ross did the right thing, man. It's ignorant motherfuckers out in the world, man. And, you know, some of them niggas that were standing out there probably have nothing to lose. I'm a fucking millionaire. You know what I'm saying? Like, this, you know what I'm saying? This is, you know, like, y'all can't get past the facade of I am a fucking character. This is music. This is, you know, y'all niggas, you know, like, whatever, man. I'm out of here. Like you said, he got paid. And I already had my money, you know what I'm saying? I'm good. I'm out. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck it.
It just don't seem like a smart move if I live in Detroit. If I'm one of them niggas that was holding Rick Ross out, that don't look like a smart move for me in my city.
So, I have a question. Are we nearing the end of the Rick Ross Express? Like, are we finally almost done with this dude? I mean, for the fact that I feel like his CDs are selling less and less now, and he keeps on getting checked by all these people.
But... I feel like the Rick Ross quote-unquote Express was riding higher than it ever really was. The nigga has nothing but gold albums. So he got the most out of those gold albums than anybody that I could think of.
But yeah, I'm saying he had a good run, but is it finally starting to trickle off now?
He's one hit away. Get Khalid on the boards again. You got another Rick Ross hit, and it's all back to good. He just got a lane there, especially now he's doing CrossFit and shit. He about to be Fit Ross. He ain't gonna be Rick Ross no more. Whole new album, whole new shit. It just won't happen in Detroit. I don't know that that's an L though. Like that's not bad. Who would take his spot? Because for a minute, Rick Ross was somehow he was running shit without running shit. He wasn't a force like Ray J, but he was running shit without running. But he was running shit. You know what I'm saying? So who's gonna take his spot? I know, Germ, you mentioned that dude from New York like 2 weeks ago.
Who you talking about, Trav?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh no, he's not in the Rick Ross lane. Ross, I mean, let's see, he makes street music. Like, I mean, he's in the same vein. I don't know, man, but my nigga from New York, man, what's his name? Schmurda. What's his fucking name?
Schmurda.
Yeah.
What's it? Talking about Uncle Murda?
No, Joe Schmurda or something like that. What's his name? It's a young nigga, man. He sound like it's some new shit, man. It doesn't sound like Chief Keef mixed with Meek Mill, but he from New York. Yeah,
shit. That do sound pretty bad.
It already sounds loud.
Shit is insane. it's very very.
Shit, it sounds loud. I agree. Meek Mill's yelling ass. I don't know, man. I don't know what else to say about that shit. We did have one other thing on the docket. We kind of flew through this show. One other thing listed. And, Jeremy, you said that we got a request to talk about this one.
Yes.
Wait, we got two things listed. We ain't talked about the felon dude yet.
Oh, yes. We got to talk
about the felon dude. Oh, my God. I forgot all about the felon dude. So, can we say pause on all this shit?
I mean, I guess, man.
Because all the articles are going to say this shit, and we not saying it. But he's known as the sexy felon on the internet. That's how they listen to this motherfucker. Apparently he's a gun-toting ass dude who took a mugshot and the girls went crazy for the light eyes. He got the gray eyes. What's his name? Michael Ealy's? He got the Michael Ealy's and the girls went crazy. Fuck the fact that he got locked up for some illegal felony gun charges. They were just like, ooh, this nigga fine. To the tune of 30,000 likes in one day. Women was hot and bothered. They even had Felon Crush Friday. What's going on with our ladies, man?
Hey, man, just let us know what it mean. You know, hey, nope, I'm not trying to start nothing, but black women, y'all took an L for this. You know what I'm saying? I mean, all the good black men out there, y'all showed y'all ass for this nigga. I was disappointed in my black women.
I'm gonna say dudes took an L on this one.
How dudes take an L?
How the fuck is this our fault?
Because for all the cats out there trying to slam, like, man, just let them have it. You know how many scandalous pieces that we post on Instagram and Facebook and we fawn over?
How many of them got felony weapons charges?
Yeah, like we never fawn over mugshots. When Pebbles got locked up, I ain't seen niggas like, yo, Pebbles bad as a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Ooh, look at Portia in this mugshot. We don't do that. You know what I'm saying? We like, come on, man. I don't know.
So you think it's not a big deal, GQ?
Nah, GQ Blue got to be politically correct, man. This dude running for the Senate, the House and shit like that, of course.
Like I said, man, I know some women I said was fine as hell, and they probably wasn't the most upstanding citizens. That's all I'm going to say.
But did they have felonies?
They probably got cases out there.
Damn. GQ, man, you can't have that kind of, you know, issues hanging around you. When you run the office, you gotta do.
All I'm saying is, fellas, let the ladies rock for a minute. And most importantly, man, especially if ladies talk about doing some strange for these dudes, man, let that rock. Quit shaving them. They might do it to you. That's my problem. All of this shit.
Can I add something else on that though?
Yes.
For the ladies that were sweating him, he's also married.
Married.
He's been married. Man. He's been gay. I don't know what the hell that nigga is.
Well, he's married. He's married.
Yeah, I seen the picture of him with a dude too, though.
That's what
looking,
I said.
So looking I very know. Zesty. Looking very zesty.
But he's still legally betrothed to somebody, okay. And the women are fawning after him.
Oh yeah, I see what you're saying. But I mean, yeah. so is a lot of people though. I mean, you know, women like they falling after Idris and all them people. Denzel, he been married for years. You know what I mean? Women fond of him. I'm pretty sure Denzel got his nice share of draws sent to him and thrown to him in his days.
So it sounds like you're recanting your statement. The women didn't take a L, then, G.
No.
Adjourned.
No. The type of nigga he is. He's a fucking fella. It's a mugshot. This is not like, you know,
but,
like a fella.
But it's like every chick that we fawn over some Harvard PhD.
But they're not in a mugshot, though. So I guess I'm judging. I'm on my high horse looking down. I think that's what I'm doing.
Or for example, half these chicks are some scandalous chicks that's over here putting Dentax into condoms and shit, trying to come up with a baby.
That's all you all, what's the word I'm looking for? That's speculation, GQ Blue. We don't know that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Allegedly.
Yeah. But we know that this man's a gun-toting felon with a record.
And women was moist. All of Instagram smelled like soggy draws.
You can add another teardrop on his eye for after he murdered his pussy. You know what I'm
right?
saying?
Right. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Like what they were saying. It's just not for them fawning. I'm talking about what they were saying. Like, wow.
Ellen
like,
pressure.
Like, women are thirstier than men. Like, they show how thirsty they are. Men ain't going to say they thirsty. Men say some bad shit. Like, you look at an average Instagram comment. Ooh, I love fucking your ass. You know, they say little crazy shit like, oh, dudes are still, we still, you know, top on the creep meter. But women show that they creepiness creeped out over this guy. And, you know. So.
Is that our fault? Are men to blame for that? For women becoming more thirsty?
Hey, man, we are the most wanted motherfuckers on the planet.
Damn.
Hey, man, all I'm going to say is, fuck thirst. If a chick trying to holler at you, man, take that shit.
Oh yeah.
That's why you get these boring ass chicks that don't want to do shit because they worry about getting judged.
Wow.
Messing up for the niggas that ain't judging.
You all right?
Huh? No, I'm good. I got mine. This is just solely speaking from past experience.
Yeah, you definitely had a ghostwriter right there. You said there was a lot of inflection.
Somebody must be in the room because he said that like. He said, hey, that motherfucker sounded like. He sold that shit. That man worked on
that. I was like, wait a minute.
Just traded a 180. I was like, hold on.
My nigga, I was like, oh my God.
I'm multifaceted. What can I say?
Shit. But Jerry, you want to get these people paraphrase the setup for the story that we got suggested from that site? They want us to talk about.
Okay. This is a story from KIRA. I don't know how to say your name. I know you're a dude, but it's KIRA. Is it Kira?
I thought Kira was a girl. But thank I think you. He said this several times on the site.
Yes. And so, but yeah, this story is, it goes out, it's actually in Ferndale, Washington. And a story about a 4-year-old girl. Her house was broken into while she was there with her babysitter. Somebody stole like a Wii, an Xbox, some electronics. And, so they blamed the babysitter, said it was the neighbor next door. Neighbor just so happened to be a black guy.
Oh.
Yeah. So black guy gets arrested and they had like fucking snipers on his front yard.
Hold up. Sniper he stole a Wii and an Xbox?
Yeah. Oh yeah, you gotta get snipers for a fucking a B&E now, what I'm saying? You gotta you live next door and shit, so you gotta have a sniper on your front yard. Which are you a sniper anymore if you're on my front yard? Like
Jesus Christ.
You just sound like you just wanna murder a nigga. Like
you a goon at that point.
Shit. So, they arrested him, without shooting and everything, and then it comes, he said he didn't do it. And then it comes out that the little girl, the 4-year-old girl, said, oh, that was not the guy that did it. I was like, why you say that? He's like, not the right color. And you know what I'm saying? So apparently the babysitter had got somebody, like it was her boyfriend or somebody, some people she knew. She set the whole thing up, and then they blamed the black guy. So that's how easily that, you look how much manpower that the city of Ferndale pulled out to get out, go after the guy for a B&E, breaking and entering for some electronics.
Fucking Xbox, PlayStation, a Wii, and this nigga damn near died.
Yeah, nigga ain't kill like one motherfucker. He ain't hurt nobody doing his breaking and entering, alleged breaking and entering. And
this is good old post-racial America.
Post-racial
America.
Where we got to get over it.
Yeah.
We got a black president.
Get over it.
And these motherfuckers are still blaming shit on black people.
Yes.
This is some bullshit. Jer, how would you handle that? If you the dude, and you come home and it's a fucking sniper pointing a rifle in your face, telling you get on the ground, you get arrested, you go through this whole ordeal, they set you free. What do you do?
I'm suing as much as I can. I'm finding me a good-ass lawyer, especially if I live in a little small-ass town. I'm going to go find me a big city, big-name attorney. We're coming in. We taking this town over, man.
What's Al Sharpton doing?
Nah, fuck that. I don't want him nowhere near me. I want somebody respectable. Like I'm big.
Look, shit. What's wrong with Sharpton?
Nah, man. Listen, man. You need a new face, man. I need me a Cory Booker. I need me a GQ Blue. I need me somebody new to, you know. I don't want the dude that was representing Trayvon Martin, Benjamin Park Crump. Don't want him. You know. I need somebody. I need Joey Jordan. Somebody. I need somebody like that.
Sharpton marched with Martin Luther King and Jesse. What's wrong with Sharpton?
He did that a long time ago. You know.
Right. He stayed plugged in. He was down with the Gen of Six.
Yeah, and what? Yeah, stop it, Gerald. Don't go there.
I'm just trying to understand what's wrong with Sharpton.
I don't want Al Sharpton nowhere near my affairs. I'm sorry. Mm-mm.
I think you got beef with Sharpton.
I don't have beef with him. I mean, he's all right. He's all right. Yeah, it was an iPod, an Xbox, and Wii consoles. That's what it was. An iPod.
I'm not getting sniped over a fucking iPod, yo. Definitely not gonna die with no Wii. Fuck that. My life is worth more than a Wii.
He was arrested, questioned for hours, but it wasn't until Abby, and the baby name is Abby, spoke up that they were able to solve the crime. Abby told the police that it wasn't the right skin color.
Now, fuck what he looked like. I just know it wasn't no black man. Abby, your parents are great. Props to Abby's parents. So what they gonna do with the babysitter?
She's got to get. She was charged with.
It's got to be attempted murder.
It's got to be falsifying police report. Got to be one.
Obstruction of justice and attempted murder.
Yeah, probably obstruction. Yeah, because it was a boyfriend and an accomplice. So yeah.
All of them, and snipers.
Yeah, snipers. You calling snipers for a B&E, dog? Like,
yeah, that's attempted murder, bro. She got to go into the jail.
I don't understand. Like, what? In this town, like, why do you break the snipers? Like, what do they do for, like, the common, like, these other crimes? Like,
they
this
call snipers.
My goodness.
If you get a speeding ticket, they probably got snipers.
But the snipers are horrible if they got to get on your front yard. Like, I mean.
Yeah, they might not be good. I mean, this is
yeah. Hard. How you call yourself a sniper and you're in the yard? Bitch, you're not a sniper.
I think
you're an assassin. You know what I'm saying? He's just a brute. Like,
I think we misunderstood the story. His name is Sniper.
Yeah,
it was Danny Sniper who was on the front yard. There's no way it was a sniper standing 20 yards away.
Man, listen, man. According to my sources, police snipers were waiting on his front lawn before he was arrested, and it was snipers with an S.
It was the sniper's family in Ferndale. It couldn't have been legit snipers with rifles in sights.
I'm just upset. I mean, this is fucking breaking and entering. Like, I just, what do they do for killers in this town? Like, I mean, this is ridiculous. Like,
then they get two rows of snipers. He must have came home, parked the car, and hopped out and looked and saw seven guns pointed at him. It was like, shit.
He probably shitted himself. Literally.
I would have shit. I would have shit right there. Probably had a heart attack and shit. And motherfuckers pointing a sniper rifle at me, talking about some "Where's the weed? Give me the weed! Give me the weed! Where's the iPad?"
Like, I ain't got no weed. No weed.
iPod. Look, iPod. Not even iPad. iPod.
Oh no, not an iPod. It's probably
it was
iPod
a Nano.
Right. It was the Nano.
Right. It was a Chinese bootleg one. It was a pair.
And it just says Xbox. From iCarly. It's probably the Xbox 360. It just says an Xbox. So it's probably the original brick Xbox. Oh, this is bad.
Yeah, we just gonna assume it was a regular Xbox.
Yeah, because it makes the story better.
Yeah, no 360. It was iPod and a Wii. It was just like...
Yeah, the Wii was the most up-to-date system.
Yes.
In further inspection, it was actually a GameCube.
it was a Nintendo 64.
He was one of the last people with a Dreamcast.
God damn. Yeah, this shit's all bad, man. This is all bullshit. Y'all, stop blaming shit on black people.
Yes, man. It's like that's fucking awesome, man. Like black people, you still can get blamed for bullshit in 2014. Yeah. Like we still can get blamed for bullshit. Like, come on, man. Like motherfuckers still carving bees on their face, backward bees, and you know, I remember, you know, my brother's telling me about some lady that drowned her kids and said some black guy did it back in the day, some lady in South Carolina. You know, it's just fucking crazy, man.
I bet you hated that story for several reasons. South Carolina. Kids involved.
I wasn't born then, so I don't know nothing about that. But I'm just saying.
When he told you the story, I'm sure.
It made my stomach turn when I heard about it.
Those parts offended you, I'm sure.
Yes.
Stop blaming shit on black men, y'all. Y'all gotta learn. Stop blaming shit on black men that involve kids. Just stop. It's automatically credibility. It's like, nah. Stop this. Oh,
can I call bullshit on somebody? Did you read that story about the little black kid that said he was abducted? And he sang a gospel song for 3 hours, and the kidnapper just, you know, let him out the car and shit.
Oh, God. I heard that story. I heard it.
And you know, that was the most bullshit-ass story I ever heard in my life.
Why?
Come on, man. First of all, no black kid is just getting abducted in the neighborhood, all right? And then, like, then you kidnap a kid, you ride him around for 3 hours, he just starts singing. Like, and you a kidnapper, you gonna punch this little nigga in his mouth.
Oh, Germ. Black kids get abducted every day. Don't you see the posts on Facebook? Germ don't care about the kids. Did we lose Germ?
I think so.
We must have lost Germ. We'll get him back on here in a minute.
Nice, say he's still on the call. He might have just muted us for a second.
Yeah. Not buying it, man. I'm not buying it. What part of the story did it cut off on, man?
We were just talking about, I was rebutting your statement that black kids don't just get abducted. And I said they get abducted every day. We see the post on Facebook.
Yeah, of course. It's a lot. And if it's on Facebook, that means it's real, man.
It's absolutely real. Are you alleging that they're making up kid abductions?
No. So this is the thing.
Alleging that if I put this on your thing and you don't share it 10 times, you're gonna die. What I'm saying.
This is the thing. When white kids get abducted, it's for money. When it's black kids, that's for all the sickos that want to do crazy weird shit to them. And that's how it works.
Damn. That's nasty.
It is.
That's nasty, man. Let's get our shout outs and get the fuck out of here.
We ain't gonna do winners and losers?
All that shit. Do it all that shit.
And shout outs, man. You know, come on, man.
Okay.
Go ahead, Jern. Get your winners and losers, bro.
My winner this week, man. I'm gonna go with Gary Oldman. You apologize for your comments. If you call that an apology for your comments, backing Mel Gibson and, you know, and being PC and everything. Gary Oldman, the actor. Yeah.
Gotcha.
And my loser this week, I'm going to go with City of fucking San Antonio. Yes, y'all did win the championship, but your parade sucked. I saw that shit, and it was whack. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, San Antonio, whack.
Damn. GQ Blue, what's your winners and losers, bro?
So I got two winners, and I got two losers. I'm a loser this week.
Shit.
Jacked up my foot trying to step for these badass little kids today at our youth camp today.
Lowercase b.
Shouldn't have let my pride get in the way accepting the challenge because it wasn't even worth it anyway. But I killed it though. But my foot hurts like shit right now.
Get your foot.
Because we ain't got insurance, so I fucked my foot up for no reason. I can't get it fixed.
Just get some duct tape, pour some Robitussin on it. You'll be all right.
I ain't joking, man. You better rub some green alcohol on that shit, nigga.
Straight. Damn, do they still sell the green alcohol?
Fuck yeah. You better go to your local Walmart.
That shit fix everything.
I got some of that. Also, losers.
City of Detroit, man, for cutting off people's water, man. It's 100,000 people. You can't do that. You know, people are struggling.
The city is disgusting, y'all.
My winner.
Hey, I have to go holler at Trick Trick. He can help everybody out. I'm sure he got infinite water in his house.
Apparently.
He's done over the years.
Taps on deck.
Yeah,
taps
he probably extorted the water people. They ain't pay their taxes, so, you know, whatever.
Pay their taxes.
My winner is King Jerm.
What?
Giving a shout out to Jerm, man. Once again, as I'm doing this summer camp stuff, man, it's a lot of kids. I can tell, man, they can use some extra guidance. And I always see Jerm putting up pictures of his kids getting straight A's and getting honor roll and coaching them through sports and stuff. So it's a real good look, man. So shout out to Jerm, man.
Hey, man, positive
people. Also, my winner. We talk about quit blaming black men for stuff. The four dudes that got off and they was put on trial, put in jail after the big brouhaha in Louisville where we had this, you know, sweeping mob violence downtown, man. They arrested four black kids, man, young black kids, 16 to 18. It was four of them, man. They tried to put them in jail. It recently just came out today that they was found innocent. So they going free.
So wow. That's good stuff, man. That's good stuff. Winners and losers. I guess I'm going to keep it sports-centric. I got two winners. LeBron James, winner for leading your team. Taking less money, that's what I'm expecting you to do. But if you do switch teams, I will call you a loser next week. I'm going to go ahead and just put that out there.
Oh, so you're going to fire? You're not going to be a fan no more?
Of LeBron? I'm still going to respect LeBron, but I'm going to be a Heat fan if he leaves. That's where I'm at.
But I thought you was a LeBron fan.
Yeah, I am. I'm not going to like it.
Before?
I was a Cleveland fan because of LeBron. And when nigga left.
So that's what I'm saying. Your loyalty is with LeBron, not with the Heat.
I'm staying with the Heat.
No,
and I'm rooting for LeBron.
No, man, you can't do that, man. You gotta go with you. You have made it that you like LeBron. That's just okay. It's okay to be one of those guys to go with LeBron. Listen, LeBron is a corporation, man. He has the right to test the market to see if, hey, motherfucker, give me $30 million. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. I don't know.
Hey, man, that's where it's gonna be. Yeah. Just saying. My other winner is Tim Duncan. We looked at your salary and stuff the other day, man. Tim Duncan is playing for $10 million. He picked up the option for $10 million this year. This is the best power forward in the history of the NBA. $10 million with only $2 million in endorsements. He's done it quietly. He ain't needed no fanfare. Props to Tim Duncan, man, for showing how to be a leader.
Yeah, when you have no swag, you don't need no money.
He's still spending Gillette money, Jerm. That man's
exactly. He has no swag. He's like, I don't want to spend no money. They give him free raises. He don't even use them.
Hey, what you taking? Swag or rings? You got five rings. You one of them niggas that wear?
I see NBA rings at the pawn shop, man.
So you one of them niggas that go on the football team with the worst team ever, but you have on all the accessories. Like four headbands, the extra high socks, the gloves that coordinate with your socks and your shoes, all that.
If it makes me play better, yeah, I'm all for it.
And it make you play better. You got the worst team in the league. You still want to look good losing.
If we look good losing, man, that's all that matters, man.
Hilarious. Now, did that happen with the team last year?
Oh, no. No.
He said, nah.
We just didn't have enough dogs, man. Like, but we ain't have enough dogs. But this year, man, might be a little different, man.
Losers this week. I got no losers, man. I'm going to be nice this week. I ain't got no losers, man. I do want to put myself in the winner category. I sold a lot of shirts this weekend. I appreciate y'all. LFTHVY.com, LiftHeavy.com. Get your shirts. I appreciate y'all for keep buying those. Jerry, get your shout-outs, man.
Hey, okay, man. I want to give a shout out, man. I had some bad news today, man. One of the little neighborhood father figures growing up, you know what I'm saying, Mr. George Gilmore. He passed away a few hours ago before we started recording. And, you know, so I want to, you know, shout out to my dog, Travis, man. Leon, a.k.a. Leon, man. Hold your head, homie. You know what I'm saying? My heart, you know, I know your heart heavier than mine, but, you know, I'm right there with you, man. Mr. Gilmore is one of the coolest old men you ever meet, dog. Like, I mean, this man was cool as fuck. He always was clean. Like, you see him dressed up. He always was sharp. I mean, the ladies loved him. I swear to God, I think he was having sex and he was 80 years old, man. You know, so he was still getting pussy, man. Like, he was that cool. Like, I'm serious, man. Like, yo, man, Mr. Gilmore was that nigga, man. Straight up, man. So, you know, rest in peace, Mr. Gilmore, man. That's my shout out this week, man.
I'm going to go ahead and go before GQ because I know he's going to say some uplifting shit. And I don't want to ruin the mood. So, my shout out this week is to MJ. 5 years ago, the greatest ever passed. Man, the shit ain't the same, man. Make sure y'all go to DJArtistic.com to get your MJ mix. That shit is dope. And that's all I got, man.
Have y'all heard Escape?
I refuse to listen to that shit.
Jerm?
Who?
You can't write it better. You can't write it better than that, man.
You said Escape like Tiny and them?
No, man. Mike's new album.
Oh, no.
Okay. Everybody was saying it was amazing, but it just sounds weird. I'm not even saying
sounds bad. I don't like posthumous. I don't like the albums after people die and shit. Like, they just, because it feel like, nah, this shit don't feel good. It feel like cutting room floor shit and, you know, motherfuckers.
It sounds like cut. I mean, it don't sound mixed well. Like, it sounds really loud. Yeah. His voice sounds really, like, low.
Yeah, I'm good, man.
Yeah, and that's why I don't do that shit. Like, the Biggie duets and all that, I don't fuck around with it, man. Because I was like, Biggie wouldn't do, like, something that, like, Eminem fucked up that whole shit, man. That's why I would never forgive Eminem for that. But that's another story for another day.
Go ahead, GQ. What's your shout-outs, bro?
Shout-out to Q. Shout-out to the mob, man. Shout-out to my Summer Reach kids, man. Y'all knowing, but I love y'all, man. You know, trying to do something positive for y'all, man. Get y'all college career ready. Shout out to NC3 family. You know, we had our very last network night last week, man. We tore the city down, man. We tore it down. It was a real moving moment to see such a great organization go, but we're still gonna be there in spirit and in numbers and in people and in power in the city of Louisville. That's it. And all to the nation, man. Shout out to Easy, shout out to the whole staff, man. Calvin 2.0, Cornell the Great, everybody, man.
Make sure y'all checking out the new column, Quickies. It's right there on the site. You see the site has changed a little bit. You know, B-Easy is still doing about 99.3% of the writing.
Yeah.
But make sure you check it out, Quickies. Make sure you're following us on all the social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. What else we got, Jerm? Pinterest.
Tumblr. Christian Mingle, Ashley, Black,
More Fish, what is that? More Fish?
Plenty of Fish. Black Ashley People Madison. Meet, AshleyMadison.com. We got a couple profiles on that.
Yeah.
GeoCities.
Uber, what is that? Uber Cab or whatever
the
shit is?
Yeah, I think we on Uber too.
We're on, what is it? Tinder?
Yeah, yep. We on Tinder as well.
I seen it on Grindr. I ain't gonna lie. I seen it on Grindr.
Yeah, we on Grindr, man. We on SoundClick. We on everything.
And speaking of all of our social media, we forgot to shout you out on the Fro Horseman. So we're gonna shout you on the Fro Cash. True and real, man. You know, we rock with everybody who rock with us, no matter what the.
Hey, I got a female on the Fro Horseman. Is that true?
Yeah, man.
Get the fuck out of here. Yeah, so B-Easy got a sex change. Is that what you're telling me? Wow, that's fucking awesome.
Man, I should know. You can't slander B-Easy. He's the reason we're still around. I don't know about you, but my check was right last week.
I didn't get my check last week, so
I think I might have got your half. I sent it back.
Talking shit to the boss.
I sent it back to you, man. But this has been episode 118 of the Frocast. I'm your man, Saul Wright, sitting in with King Jerm and GQ Blue. We will holler at you next time on nappyafro.com. We out. Peace.
Yeah, what's up? This is PTZ, aka The Thriller Man, tuning in to Nappy Afro to get the hottest and honest reviews. So if you're at work or at home, you can't go wrong. Hit up Nappy Afro. Deuces.
NappyAfro.com.